And now, Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 1360 WCHL.
Ron, you remember the morning I got the police escort into the station? Well, this is Art Chansky with the Ron Stutz 35th anniversary edition of Sports Notebook. It was pretty close to Ron's first year as the CHL morning man. I was doing Sports Notebook back then while working for the old Durham Morning Herald. Sometimes I'd come in and record it after my night shift ended at the newspaper. Other times, early in the morning. When Ron took over, I was writing the commentaries after I got home at night, then setting my alarm so I could get up and take the 2-mile drive to the station to be on the air live with you by 7:25. Well, on this particular morning, I must have hit the snooze button and fallen back to sleep. Next thing I know, it was 7:15 and I'm still in bed. So jump up, throw on my jeans and T-shirt, grab the commentary, and run out to the car. Racing down Weaver Dairy and Irwin Roads to the bypass, I must have run a stop sign. Although, officer, I still don't believe that I did. Anyway, the siren came on, and one of Chapel Hill's finest tried to pull me over. I opened my window and waved for him to follow me into the old CHL parking lot at the bottom of East Franklin Street. I'm on the air with Ron in 1 minute, I told the policeman as I screeched to a halt and jumped out of the car. Come on in the station. When I walked in the back door, followed closely by the good cop, Ron thought there was some kind of Don drug raid going on. I slipped into the one-man studio and closed the glass door as the officer stood on the other side so I couldn't get away. I got the live signal from Ron and began reading the commentary. Dean Smith is the greatest coach in basketball, blah, blah, blah. I glanced at Ron in the main studio and he had these two owl eyes staring back at me. Like if this is what's like it's be to be the morning man at CHL, I'm going back to Rocky Mount. 90 seconds later, I had finished the commentary with the typical see ya, and then I held up my wrist to the glass door, and after we went off the air, I said to the cop, cuff me. During the commercial break, Ron offered the policeman a cup of coffee as he wrote out my traffic citation.
Thank you so much for being here this morning.
But it was, it's been a lot of fun to have done it all those years and then come back and, and do it again, and a lot's changed except the morning man.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much true. And you.
Congratulations, buddy.